Alex Jones.
All right, down to the third hour, final segment with Ray McGovern. Sorry we're not taking your calls. This information is so important. We need all the time we've got. World War III, Ray McGovern is predicting that there's a good chance that there will be an attack on Iran. I want him to recap and add any addendums to that, more information, and just any other key points he'd like to make in the 4 minutes we've got left. I just want to mention that he will be one of our keynote speakers coming up in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th at the Sheraton downtown. We'll be talking about the whole neocon agenda, 9/11, and a lot more. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com to this great symposium. It'll probably sell out, so get your tickets now. Big discounts on groups. The toll-free number to call and get tickets as well is 1-888-253-3139. Ray McGovern, just getting more into when you think the attack will take place, what percentages you think the chances are, and hopefully how we as Americans can stop this.
Well, I'm a little ahead of my colleagues and veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. We all pretty much agree that an attack is likely before the election. And we all agree that it has to do largely with the election. As for timing, I see a likelihood that it could come as early as late June or early July. Most of my colleagues predicted August, September, maybe an October surprise even. My thinking is that for it to be October, that would be so crass and so transparent that even this crowd would shy away from making it so obvious. But the propaganda has been, the basis has been laid, the aircraft carriers are in place, it doesn't take much to fly the bombers out of British and U.S. bases, cruise missiles are at the ready, Israel is egging us on. The president himself talks about our alliance with Israel, and so I suspect that they will go unless deterred. Now, how could we deter them? Well, I think if we have armed forces in Iran, which I am reliably informed we do, well, we need to go to our senators and representatives and say, under whose authority has Rumsfeld put these folks in Iran? And we should sit in their offices until they see us and answer our question, because this is beyond the pale. And if we don't start putting our bodies into it, instead of writing op-eds or making speeches like I do, if we don't put our bodies into it, well, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. said one time, there is such a thing as too late.